Good morning. Who's calling, Christian? Who's this?
Hi, Christian. It's John Landis.
Wow. John Landis, thank you very much for calling the show.
You're welcome. Thank you.
John, you came in years ago on the show. I can't remember. Was it Plunkett McLean? I can't remember. It might have been Simon Pegg you'd been directing or...
Oh, Burke and Hare.
Burke and Hare, that's it. About the two grave robbers.
Right.
Yeah, you came on the show then. So, great to talk to you again. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Chiswick.
Chiswick? What are you doing in Chiswick? Do you live there now?
No, we have very dear friends who live in Chiswick, and often when we're in London, we stay with them.
Oh, so it's like a cheap kind of Airbnb deal, right?
Actually, it's not so cheap, but yes.
And you're using their landline to call us as well?
Exactly.
Oh, well, that people hate it when house guests do that. I'll leave some money by the phone. Well, listen, John, thank you so much for giving us a call. Who's asked you to call?
Stephen Jones, who is an author, science fiction and horror author, British, who does... He published, I don't know how many, 40, 50 books. He also writes about film, and his last book, I think, was The Art of Horror, which is a beautiful book. And I had lunch with him yesterday, and he gave me this phone number, and he said, all right, you have to call this guy tomorrow. Well, and I said, okay, why?
It sounds like a scene from one of your movies.
Well, it was interesting because he told me, well, they'll give money to a charity. And I said, really? If I call? He said, yeah. So I said, okay. So I have charities in the States I give to, but I realized it better be a British charity. So my dear friend Jenny Agutter works very hard for the Cystic Fibrosis Trust. And I said, okay, I'll call. So here I am.
Well, that's very good of you supporting Jenny and cystic fibrosis as well. So are you over...
That sounds weird. I'm actually not supporting cystic fibrosis. I'm trying to get rid of cystic fibrosis.
Yeah, you're trying to raise funds to get rid of it rather than...
Exactly.
To keep, you know, I know, there were just some people confused maybe early in the morning. You're not calling in to support it, make sure it still exists. I get
yes,
it, John.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, we've got to clarify. It's so easy this day and age to get things taken out of context, isn't it?
Well, you know, we have a presidential contest in the States where one of the, you know, Mr. Trump just says insane, he lies constantly, and it's kind of extraordinary.
I mean, from us over here in Britain, right, we've got situation over here, obviously, with what's happened in the last couple of months, but he seems to be a guy who's never paid any taxes for the last 18 years, and yet he's telling poor people in America to go and vote for him, and it might happen. He's not going to get in, is he, John?
I certainly hope not. I can't do you know, truthfully, I was not concerned until Brexit. And then I thought, yeah. Uh-oh. You know?
If they could do it, we're all screwed.
Well, you know what? Because it just, people bought into lie. You know, people who vote against their own self-interest. You know, you think, what?
Do you know what you need to do? You need to go and direct a kind of last throw Hail Mary pass a Hillary Clinton video. You need to go and do that. Like maybe a Thriller thing, because Trump looks like an extra from Thriller.
I wonder if she can dance.
I think at the moment she's still getting over that pneumonia, so dancing might be a bit too much. Or it might show America how healthy and vitality she is doing a dance number.
Oh, she's tough. I don't worry about her health.
How this works then, John, is various celebrities that give us a call, and when this finishes at 10 o'clock, they leave a question for the next person. So your question comes from Cheryl Baker, who used to be an 80s band called Bucks Fizz.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, do you remember Bucks Fizz?
I do.
Yeah, make it. Oh. She wants to know, if you could break any world record, what would you break? So your very own John Landis world record, what would yours be?
You know, my mind is racing to come up with some pun about, you know, smashing a record album, but I...
it's too early.
But I'm failing. Okay. If I could break any world record... Gee, that's hard. World record.
It's a big question. Would it be a movie one, a directing one?
I don't know. Is there a record for being liked? I don't know.
There can be. Listen, it's any world record. So you want to go in the Guinness Book of World Records as the most liked man in the world. I think think that's a great one. Let's settle that then. So we'll make it official now. John Landis is officially the most liked man in the world. And fair
Excellent.
Enough. I mean, you're the man that directed the most important music video of all time, Thriller. So I think you should have that title.
Well, there's exciting stuff actually going on with Michael Jackson's Thriller, but you won't know about it till 2017.
Oh, come on. You can't call us up live from Chiswick and just drop that on us.
Well, you brought it up. I did.
Yeah, but you can't just... What do you mean what's happening with Thriller?
You'll find out.
No, tell me now, John.
We already did the work, and it's frustrating for me because I have the Michael Jackson estate saying, okay, you can't tell anybody. But I go, look at it. What, you know, okay, so I'm quiet.
So are you redoing Thriller? Are you...
You know what? I'm the most liked man in the world.
You're quite right. I'm so
sorry.
So
change the subject.
Yeah, right. Or I'll become the most disliked man in the world.
No, never.
Well, listen, thank you so much for giving us a call. Before we go, we just need a question from you, the most liked man in the world, for the next celebrity that calls us.
Okay. A question. What was your most embarrassing moment?
What's your most embarrassing moment? Because you've had an incredible career.
Oh, that's not fair.
It is.
That was my question.
Come on, you're not telling us what's going on with Thriller, so at least answer that, John. You gave
okay,
me nothing.
Well, I actually had a weird moment. This is not going to sound like the most embarrassing thing, but I was maybe, I don't know, in my 20s. I don't know how old I was, but I was younger, much younger. And I had just seen a movie called That'll Be the Day that Ringo starred. Do you remember that film? It was very good. It's about 50s rock and roll in Britain. I liked it very much. And I think Michael Apted made it. I'd literally just seen it the night before.
Yeah.
And I went into a shop into Beverly Hills, where I lived, to buy my wife something, or my girlfriend then. And, you know, I don't know what year that moved. If you look up that year, I could
figure
it out.
I'm looking at it. It's 1973. It's John
Okay,
John,
I was
IMDb.
23.
Ray Connolly and Claude Watham directed. David Essex, Ringo Starr, they were all in it.
Well, it was a good movie, but what happened was the next day I was in a store, and I saw this guy, and I thought, I know him. And I said, hey, how are you? And he looked at me with great disdain and said, "You do," in a very British accent, "you don't know me. I'm famous." And I was just for some reason that really embarrassed me. And I thought, who the hell is this guy? So I went over, he had just bought something. And I said, excuse me, what was his name? And they said, we can't. I said, just look at the goddamn thing and tell me his name. It was David Essex.
That's a fantastic story.
It was so, I don't know why, but that came to mind because I felt like such a schmuck. It was very weird.
Well, David Essex is in the Guinness Book of Records as the most famous man ever. It's just under your entry. So listen, John, we got to go. But thank you so much for giving us a call. Can you promise to call me back next year when you can give us the Thriller news officially?
Yes, I do. I'll put that in a book. I'll put that in my calendar.
Please, yes, your first entry for 2017.
Right after breakfast.
John, it's been a joy chatting to you. Have a nice weekend, and thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.